We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the hearing. I have to get used to using the gavel again.
That's right.
I thought about using a construction hammer at the house, but I didn't think that would be good for the kitchen table, so I passed on that. We have no items on consent, and the first item on discussion would be the weights and measures, testing requirements, COVID-19. Conrad, can you hear us? Okay, I trust you can hear us, but I think you may be muted. I can't hear you now. If you ask, can you hear me now? And the answer is no.
Conrad, per icon in GoToMeeting, it actually looks like it's not detecting any audio devices for your session.
Tell him to call it. Go ahead and call in, Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad, if you could call. Conrad, why don't you, can you test the sound one more time? Well, why don't we get started as we're waiting for Conrad? I'll do my best to explain this a little bit. As a result of COVID-19 and distancing requirements, et cetera, our inspectors for weights and measures have had challenges getting into facilities for... Conrad?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Okay, I just started, so why don't you just take it from the top and explain what's going on.
All right, no problem. I called in earlier, but I must have gotten it off the app. So we, due to the COVID-19 situation, we pulled back our field inspectors and had them work out of their houses, not staying in hotel rooms, and also to avoid any locations where people could get food at butcher shops, grocery stores, restaurants, that type of thing, in order to prevent any possible spread that may happen because our inspectors go to multiple locations per day. And in benefit of the public interest and public health, for that matter. With that being said, though, that can set up a situation where we've had devices that have exceeded their 15-month certification requirements, and we have other devices that are going to exceed that. The inspectors were able to work on devices that were close to home and did a lot of outdoor work at gas stations and those type places. But seeing as how that we've begun opening the state back up and opening up state governments as of June 1st under the executive order issued by the governor, we wanted to put something in place because the rule puts the requirement for testing devices on the owner-operator and to ensure that their device is tested. But because we scaled back our operations, we have many owner-operators that were not able to have their devices tested and therefore not compliant with the rule. The law allows devices to be certified every 24 months, but does give the commission authority to reduce that. Our rule reduces that to 15 months. What we are proposing after working legal is to what legal describes toll that time period. In essence, it's from June 13th until May 31st is an 80-day window. And what we would do is we would not count that time against the 15-month certification, and therefore those devices would basically extend out an additional 80 days, and that would give that would bring those devices in compliance and allow our inspectors to get out there and to begin getting those devices recertified in a timely fashion.
Any questions so far? I'm sold, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense, and it is defined March 13th through May 31st, 2020 is what we're looking at. So with that, I think I have a motion prepared and an order. Are you two prepared to proceed with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I move the commission issue a general advisory as notification the commission Commission finds it in the public interest to pause the running of the 15-month testing period set forth in North Dakota Administrative Code 69-10-01-02.3 from March 13, 2020 through May 31, 2020.
Second.
Okay, and again, as stated, this is tied to the governor's executive order. The state of emergency that was issued in North Dakota, social distancing guidelines, public health risk, as well as risk to our staff in the field. And I think Conrad did a very good job of explaining what we're up to, so that is what this is.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Then the next, I believe, discussion item. I'm going to, Commissioner Fedorchuk, I'm going to turn it over to you in whatever order
okay.
you want to take those.
Sure. So we just approved an order allowing a pipeline company to reverse the flow of their line. And they had to file a filing fee, and they had to do the notice of opportunity for hearing, and that had to expire, and then we had to do the paperwork approving it. So a quick question is, what required them to do that? What in our order requires them to do that? And should if you can just kind of do that concisely, Pat, tell us, and then I'd like to see if we can have a work session to address it.
It's pretty concise. The order that... The original order indicated the direction of flow in the pipeline, and so was the order needed to be amended.
Okay.
It wasn't like a footprint or a reprint filing or
right.
anything like that. It was a change to the order.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll maybe talk with you separately about this, and then decide if we need a work session or what.
Sure.
Maybe it's simpler than that. So.
I have a question. Is it? And maybe this is where you're going. Is it about, so the flow is stated from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, is there a way to word orders that they have flexibility to, just to say between two locations instead of from A to B, but between A and B?
Right.
Is that the direction?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, let's stop making that unless there's some technical reason why we need to review the flow.
Well, I know that the PHMSA, for example, is very, they want to know when somebody's reversing the flow in a pipeline because there are safety concerns.
Yeah,
but
we're not PHMSA.
We're not doing the PHMSA safety concerns in these things, but...
But also, and I don't know, I'm thinking this through now probably for the first time, would some of the rationale be when we look at maximizing use of resources, of North Dakota resources, would we look at say, in the case of a oil pipeline exiting the state different than we would if somebody in Texas was trying to build one in to bring oil into our refinery? And further displace some of our own oil assets. I don't know. And so when we evaluate these things, was the purpose of the project considered? And so maybe that's why it always includes the direction of the flow.
Yeah, I don't know. Because we don't really...
I wouldn't want to make a big change suddenly without
learning
some more about why it's the way it is.
Well, we can talk about it and... come back at a future meeting with more of a discussion. Okay, and then the EVs should be quick. So we got together a number of months ago talking about electric vehicles, and there was some interest from the utilities on, you know, where we're going to land and our positioning on this. Brian sent around this neighbor policy piece on this. It really pulls together a lot of good information on terms of what other states have done, other commissions. And this isn't urgent today, but I do feel like prior to the next legislative session, we should have some decision out there stating what we view our role is in this, at least from our standpoint today, so that, you know, the legislature kind of knows where we're at, and based on current, you know, our current review of the law, and they can choose to change it if they so desire, but it feels like we shouldn't have to wait for somebody to ask us what it is. There's enough of this going on. Let's just figure out where we're at on it and move. So do we need another work session to kind of refresh ourselves? Should we invite the industry in? I think that was the next step that we talked about doing, was bringing the utilities to the table and having a meeting with them.
Right. Commissioner Fedorchak, I think we had discussed getting the industry together to have this discussion. I think when we had planned on having this discussion was actually right around the time when probably the coronavirus was right about in the thick of everything. And so it may have kind of fallen to the side. However, I would be happy to reach out and facilitate this. I could probably provide something for scheduling next week.
Sure.
I'll reach out to the industry and see if they'd be interested in having
this
discussion.
Idea. All right. Thanks, Jack.
Are you envisioning all three commissioners, all of us being present at the same time? Okay.
I think so. So that's it for me on that.
Okay, then moving into anything, Commissioner Christman, that you had for admin to add to
the
list?
No, sir.
Okay, so going into scheduling, Baldwin Wind Informal, that was one of the scheduling items I believe you mentioned?
Yes. So Baldwin Wind has applied to amend their order on this property line setbacks. And I'm throwing it out there. My concern is what kind of conversations have they had with their property owners? And I'd like to know that before. So I just feel like we should have a discussion with the company. I'd kind of like them to come in and explain what they're doing, what they've done, how they've reached out to people, and that sort of thing, since this was first brought to light years ago and nothing was done with it until now. So I'd like to know a little bit more of the context as to why they're changing it and what might be coming around the corner that might necessitate this change. So if that's not something you guys care to do, I can work with staff on that and do that more on my own basis with them, or we could do an informal.
I'm okay with an informal.
Why don't we schedule an informal?
Okay.
I think would be.
Who is this? Is this is Baldwin Wind Basin? Do they own it? Or is it Florida FL?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think it's Florida.
Florida,
but I could be wrong, but that's what.
Okay.
When was that was approved?
Along like 11 or something.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. So maybe it's
2011.
Just
before 13, I know that.
Yeah.
Well before.
Yeah. Maybe it was 2008.
I think it was probably before 11.
Yeah.
It seems like that's been there a long time. So the informal on July 8th.
Let's see. Sure. That's a great idea because they. Request for hearing is July 15th, so that's the deadline. So just using that informal time on the 8th would make sense.
Perfect.
All right. Somebody got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and then staff picnic?
Staff picnic. Can we plan this? Can we set a date?
Yeah.
Like there's no, we don't have COVID restrictions going into September, do we?
Might have new
How
ones,
do you feel? Do you think it's premature?
I think it's a little premature to schedule a picnic where we're going to be doing food and drinks and you know how a picnic goes until at least we're authorized by facilities to even have all of our employees back in the office with us. I think it sends a odd conflicting message. And I think there's still time to schedule something for our normal early September time frame, you know, even in July sometime, when hopefully if we're continuing to make the kind of progress that you would hope for before we do a picnic, we'll have at least everybody able to come back to work.
Fine with
me.
Can I
ask a question, though?
Sure.
If we decide we're going to have one in September, did everyone like the venue last time?
I thought it was great.
I thought it was very good.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm. The grass isn't great there for games, but I think it might be better this year.
And I wouldn't object to kind of picking a tentative date and so we could reserve a facility, but just not really announcing it that it's scheduled. I just hate to have it on the schedule officially.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just agree that the intent is to have a picnic
what evening did we
the first week or two of September, but we'll get a little more wait for...
I thought it was like a Wednesday
reserving
or something.
That facility, though.
Yeah. So maybe you, one of you guys could check with that facility the first two, like the week after Labor Day, and see if there's any evenings that are open, and we could look at that.
And even the, you know, so... Labor Day is the 7th, so almost all the previous week is before Labor Day, but it's in September. I see there's something.
We have a commission meeting on the 9th, and we've a lot of times done it on that.
The first, second, and third, I think, is the Petroleum Council.
The 9th is our... I think we've a lot of times done it on a commission day because we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 9th would look pretty good to me at this point.
Yeah. Why don't you look at it, Steve?
Okay. I'll look at tentatively at the 9th.
And I'm not opposed to other, like the J.C. Park down there is nice.
Saratoga's I just thought good. That was an easy, it was an easy venue, and especially if you have bad weather.
Yes, it's very nice that way. Mm-hmm.
I thought it worked well last time. So
I liked it. I thought it was very nice.
Now,
nice location.
Yeah, and there's good playground equipment for people with kids. So, and the splash park.
Right. Bring your trunks. Okay, do we have, was there one more item for scheduling, or did we cover everything?
No, but I
Chairman,
think
there was one additional thing that staff requested we discussed briefly.
Oh, okay, so we'll move back Lines into later. Discussion real quickly. Pat, what do you have?
I believe Jack handed out a memo. That's a policy memo that staff was drafting, and we had visited about a couple times in the past. The only thing that's new is the bottom paragraph. Everything up above is about, you know, when we issue orders and we have certification to order provisions that require companies to file whenever they modify the site plan, and sometimes it required a notice of hearing, and sometimes it required, commission approval. And we were all in agreement about how we could, how those compliance requirements could be waived. But commission asked for some additional language about how staff would handle that. And so that's what this bottom paragraph is, how staff would in a situation where there aren't any issues or when staff doesn't think that any commission involvement would be required, staff would waive the compliance requirements in the form of a letter probably. When we find that there's something unusual about it and we think that maybe commission involvement might be required, then staff would bring that to the commission's attention.
And in our previous discussion, the commission was comfortable with all this, but they just really wanted staff it to be clear that staff would alert to the commission if they felt that there were any issues after reviewing the paperwork. I think specifically Commissioner Christman as well as Commissioner Fedorchak communicated that, so we said we would come back with a minor addition to it to alleviate those concerns.
So you're waiving the two things in bulleted things. Those are in the orders, and you're going to be waiving those, correct?
Those are the things we found in orders in the past, yeah.
Okay, and then upon review of certification, staff finds an addition improvement one. Not requiring staff will waive compliance with in the event. Yep, I think that captures it. Do you guys?
Mm-hmm. I do.
So we have we assume that if the commissioners like this, that they would adopt it by motion. And so I have a motion prepared for it.
Oh, I thought you guys didn't need this. I thought you'd need a motion for this.
This is a motion to approve the policy.
The policy, yeah.
That the staff will be following.
Oh, okay.
I'm comfortable with that.
I'm good with it, too.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, if you want to bring the motion up. and I believe this would be your portfolio.
Okay. I move the commission approve the policy memorandum regarding compliance waivers regarding NDCC section 492203(3) and NDCC section 49-22.1-013 that govern the process for facility additions, improvements, or facility capacity changes within the geographic boundaries of a previously issued certificate.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
Okay.
Good.
I don't believe we have any other items for the good of the order. Thank you, everyone, once again, for everything you have and continue to do. It's greatly appreciated. We are adjourned.